You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The top trending topic today is Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, the first. Well, no, it's not the first.
What was their first debate?
Their first, yeah, presidential debate.
Second presidential debate of the season, but their first presidential debate last night.
Their first.
And will probably be the last. I don't think they're going to do another one. The two of them. Really? Well, I don't think they'll do another.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. I'm curious to see how many people watched that last night in some form. I'm fascinated by the numbers of that type of thing. How many Americans took the time to invest in that?
And let me just say one thing, and I know complaints are going to come in after I say this, but I, you know, from an unbiased opinion, I thought Kamala Harris's hair looked great last night. That's the best I've ever seen her hair look.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice hair.
I watched the whole thing because I was mesmerized by that hair.
Is that right?
Shining. Yeah, it was very shiny. See, I thought I was about to say something controversial, didn't
you? You never know. You just kind of brace.
Yeah.
Not loud.
But right below that, hashtag never forget, today is 9/11. Do you guys remember where you were on 9/11? I know everybody always asks that. I do not remember where I was on 9/11.
Okay, so there was a survey that 3,000 Americans, only 4% of people who could remember it, who were of age, said, don't really know.
Old people, though?
No, they were
4%, were they?
There were some younger people. Most of the old people did remember.
I thought they were geezers.
Yeah.
They always say, everybody remembers where you were. I do not. I was in high school. I remember that, but yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, we were on the radio. Much. Literally, we were on the air as it happened.
So you may not be able to remember, Riggins, because you were in high school. You were high in school.
It's my first year in public school. I had things on my mind.
Why did they just steal my shoes off my feet?
Exactly. I had pressing matters to attend to. But everybody's sharing stories about where they were.
Yeah.
And it is one of the top trending topics today.
It's a day that should never be forgotten, and our world will never be the same after that day. You know, everything changed, and it's not going back ever. So, we should always remember this day.
Mm-hmm. And then Dave Grohl.
Oh!
Woo. America's nice guy. Posts on Instagram yesterday, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children. I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration towards all the children involved as we move forward together.
I saw that on Twitter, X, whatever, and then I had to stop and go, this must be a parody account. What is this I'm looking at? And then I started doing some research and immediately found out, oh, wow, that is not a parody account. That really happened.
The comments are amazing. People are saying, how old is he? Like, there's a number when cheating is even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
And fathering him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
he's a lot older than you are, though, isn't he?
No.
I think
he's younger than me.
Dave really?
I think no way.
Because I remember when they first became a band, they were older than it seemed like they were older than us back then.
I think he's actually the same age.
Dave Grohl and Dave Grohl's 55. So he's a year younger than me.
Oh, you're older? Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm older than Dave Grohl by a year.
So, yeah, he's my age.
Yeah.
Never trusted Dave Grohl that much. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay. We have... Well, never mind. We're out of time.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Oh, yes, it is. Ace and I both are wearing we're wearing matching hats today. Ace and TJ merch.
Sweet.
And during the break, I think I have an extra in my truck for just such an occasion as to when we show up wearing the same thing, and I can go switch it out real fast. so we don't look like we're wearing a uniform at a fast food restaurant. But you can get these handsome hats and pretty hats if you want to pull a ponytail through it at our store, acetj.com/store. And you should know, all the money raised goes to the Ace and TJ Pocket Fund. I just made that up. That's pretty good charity, isn't it? The Ace and TJ Pocket Fund. Nice. Amazon is coming out with a new lineup of quote-unquote no-frills groceries. Now, I don't do a whole lot of grocery shopping at Amazon. I do like going to their brick and mortar stores because all of the employees are women who are very tall and of larger stature, which I love. The Amazon ladies love that. But it reminds me of that. I didn't read the whole story, but I'm guessing it's like knockoff kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like the cereals, it comes in a bag and it's instead of a box and it's you know. They call it, what are the other Fruit Loops called? Fruityos or something like that. Can y'all always tell a difference in the, like when you're talking about food mainly, the brand name, like the leading brand, as they say in the commercials, and then the lesser brand name? Like, could you tell the difference between Fruit Loops and Fruityos or whatever the ones in the bag are?
I can't definitively say, but I believe I could. But I know it's chips. You can tell the difference. Like, if you have a bag of Doritos and then you have, like, nacho chip, there's a difference. And you just know. You can taste just the difference.
Yeah, the plain ones are the ones where even they try to do the nacho cheese version. Of orange ones.
Yeah, I think all those things you typically can tell the difference.
I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference in a cereal because it's been so long since I've had the real ones.
Yeah.
But with, like, a Doritos, for sure I'd be able to tell.
I bet you couldn't tell the difference between a Sam's Choice and a Coke.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Indistinguishable.
Challenge.
That was never Sam's Choice.
We want to know.
I will take a Coke. I love
that. Yeah, Sam's Choice was a Coke.
That's all we got, Sam. We ain't got Coke.
But are the Sam's Choice, because they used to be, when you know they first came out and they were the cheaper version of what people wanted to be, the cheaper version of Coca-Cola, it was like 25 cents a can or whatever it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Is it still that?
I don't know. There's no way.
It can't be.
Yeah,
can you still sell them?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Sure. Yeah. I don't have a Sam's Club membership. We're Costco and BJ's people.
I'm looking at Walmart and it says it's $1 for a 2 liter of Sam's Cola.
Okay, how much is a 2 liter of Mountain Dew, Rob?
Would you think? I don't get 2 liters. Probably about $3 or $4 now.
Yeah, but I mean, what is that? That's your commute. Yeah. 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Man, you need some mortgage help. You need to refi. You need a home equity line of credit. You need a brand new mortgage, whatever. Go to homewithrichard.com. That's our friend Richard Ticato, the Richard Ticato Companies. He's the largest sponsor of the Ace and TJ vehicles, properties.
And he's saving people. Members of the radio family saving thousands every month.
Every month.
Every month.
So there was a case in, I think it was in Atlanta. Either Atlanta or Las Vegas. Now that I'm looking at the story, it could be Las Vegas. Now that I found it.
Now that you're looking at it?
Yeah. And it was at a gas station, and the clerk at the gas station has been arrested. I saw this story, I think, day before yesterday. I forgot to bring it up yesterday. And there was a man pumping gas, and he sees this guy fall to the concrete outside because the clerk, he says, had hit the customer with a baseball bat and really hurt him badly. The clerk ended up getting arrested and charged with suspicion of attempted murder. But, I mean, you got to think about where the clerk is on this thing. The guy was taking too much nacho cheese.
Oh, no.
That's why he hit him with the bat?
Yeah. The guy's name is Myron Bully. How appropriate.
Very.
Yeah. He told the police the victim took too much cheese from the nacho cheese machine, so he told him to leave. And then the victim left but returned a few minutes later because he wanted to get his nachos. Well, that's when Bully pushed him out and hit him with the baseball bat.
Can you imagine you're just pumping gas, and next thing you know, you see the clerk pushes the guy out the door, and you're like, oh, what's going on over there? Oh, my God, he hit him with a baseball bat.
But I wanted to just take this opportunity to make a statement, a very important statement about my life that everybody I would love for everybody to remember. I will never, ever be accused of taking too much nacho cheese from a convenience store. If anybody ever tells you that I was taking too much cheese from a convenience store, a crock pot full of liquid gold, then you better tell somebody that they are lying and get me out of jail.
That is not happening.
No. Yeah, I made my own cheese sauce, the Mexican cheese sauce, the other night. Not with Velveeta either, amateurs. I did it from Itch. And I thought, okay, I don't think I could even get this into a machine that would pump it out. I mean, you have to spoon ladle it out. Yeah. It's thick. It's the way it's supposed to be. But people absolutely love that liquid nacho cheese. And it's not that I'm too fancy for it. I just don't think it's on my level of culinary, my taste. Let me put it that way.
Would anybody ever be able to accuse you of getting any cheese from a gas station?
No.
Don't even worry about too much. No. None.
Back in the day before acid reflux, I would have piled it on a chili dog, but not today.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I ain't playing, y'all. I'm tired. I stayed up watching the debate on late last night, the night before that. I didn't sleep because I got demons, you know. Yeah. I'm supporting habits I don't need to be supporting.
You got some demons.
That's the way the people in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana would say somebody's addicted. They have an addiction. Yeah. They're supporting habits. But then they also would widen that definition to also mean that they're paying child support for a couple of babies.
Really?
Supporting a habit. Okay, I didn't realize that being a father was an addiction. So, yeah, that's why he got all that money. He ain't supporting no habits. There you go. Y'all know the laugh that my brother does, and I've done that is an evil laugh that he used to do it yeah. and scare me when I was little. I can't do it as well anymore. I think because my voice has gotten older and all, it's a little bit lower, but I'll try it. And he goes like that. Well, there's a woman on the Instagram who was talking about people who are supporting habits, and she kind of, her real voice kind of reminds me of the voice and the laugh that my brother does to that sounds like he's being wicked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See if you hear the resemblance.
What makes you think you're going to heaven smoking and drinking and doing all this crazy There's a demon inside of you when you do that stuff, and it makes you crazy like a schizophrenic.
Like a schizophrenic is what she said.
There's so many parts of
that. It's disturbing. She's got the phone right in her face. Yeah. And you know that picture y'all posted of your one-year-old yesterday? Ace looked like he just woke up from a nap.
Yeah.
And the hair was sticking all up. Yeah. That's what her hair looks like. And Riggins, does she have just a couple of teeth on the bottom or none?
Yeah, it's a confusing situation when it comes to the teeth.
It's kind of like a mirage.
Yeah.
You know, teeth.
Hard to tell exactly what you got there.
Yeah, or a couple of issues going on at once, it looks like.
But how would you like that waking you up in the morning?
It makes you think you're going to heaven smoking and drinking and doing all this crazy There's a demon inside of you when you do that stuff, and it makes you crazy like a schizophrenic.
Makes you crazy like a schizophrenic. And I love someone telling somebody else that they're not going to heaven by using vulgarity in the same sentence.
Yeah. Right. Just the drugs.
You know, it's kind of like when rappers thank God when they win an award and then have to be bleeped out because it's on TV.
Man, that's like when you walk by a homeless person and they're keeping to themselves, and all of a sudden they say, "You've got demons in you," and you're like, "Excuse me, who are you talking to?"
Yeah, you probably dealt with all kinds of scary stuff when you lived in that big dangerous city, didn't you?
I never got called a white devil, but
yeah. I did. I have. That was Rob.
It was Rob.
I get called that on a daily basis, I think, by other white people. Yeah, what did you do, Rob, to have the guy call you a white devil?
I was walking in downtown Atlanta.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
That'll do it.
But that's what white devils do.
And he yelled at you from across the street, right?
Like, we were to the restaurant we were headed to, he was in my path. So when I got close is when he looked at me in the eye and called me a white devil.
Oh, well, maybe because the restaurant was called Demons. That would do it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are the top trending topics today. Obviously, the presidential debate happened last night on ABC. So a lot of people discussing it. Who performed better? Who performed worse? Why do you think that way? Why do you think this?
I think we did all that last night and nothing changed.
Yeah.
I always say this. That David Muir, what is up with his arm positioning? He does it on his, you know, whenever I see him on the nightly news or whatever ABC's news is called, it's hand on the table with like he's got his wing cocked out there. It's so awkward looking. That.
It's kind of an aggressive stance. Like I'm going to come over the table. Like I'm more serious because I got my hand up now.
I mean, it's so Ricky Bobby. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I haven't noticed that. I have to look for that.
Wow. So a lot of people still discussing the presidential debate from last night. Today, obviously, 9-11, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Hashtag never forget is one of the top trending topics today. Do we call it Patriot Day now? I've seen that reference. Yeah. But we need to get that. Let that get some traction. Patriot Day. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 8:46 Eastern and 9:03 Eastern, if you're curious. Those are the times that the hijacked planes hit the World Trade Center. Then obviously there was the crash at the Pentagon and the crash in Pennsylvania.
What's crazy, I've been seeing a lot of new angles lately, especially on TikTok, like all these new videos that I had never seen before. You know, after 20-something years, it's kind of odd that all these new videos of different scenes have been showing up online.
Yeah.
But they're out there. And then Dave Grohl, also trending today. He admitted on Instagram yesterday that he has fathered a baby outside of his marriage. And he's asking for forgiveness from his family. And he said he's got to earn back their trust. And I don't know, like, what must be going through his head, his family's head? Like, you got to post this on Instagram. Like, yeah. I've screwed up. That's got to be like the worst thing ever, other than getting cheated on.
I wonder what the backstory is there. I wonder if she threatened to go public, or was this just him being preemptive and trying to be a good person in this fashion? So, hey, I've admitted it to my family. Now I need to admit it to my fans who you know, think I'm this other guy, whatever. That I'm curious if there was pressure to do it, or if he said, this is what I should do, this would be the right thing to do. But we'll probably never know that, or at least for a few months until he does an interview about it.
Like, he wanted to unburden himself.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got an 18-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So, been married a long time. So, this is not a good time.
They've been married 20 years, I believe.
Yeah. So, it's tough.
So, his oldest child is 18?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's still young for a guy his age to be having an 18-year-old.
Still, absolutely.
Yes, he was, that make him 37 when he had his first child?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine, Robbie. Those are just a few things that are now trending.
So the big presidential debate happened last night. Throw that out the window, because we have a radio family who knows it only takes one thing to be elected. But what is that one thing? If you were running for president, what's the one totally unimportant promise you would make to the American public that you think could get you elected next?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
If they had any brains whatsoever, our political candidates would listen to what's happening right now on the Ace and TJ show and say, that's how I get elected. We'll get to that in a second. But you want show, podcasts, all kinds of stuff. Every single day, we're giving you tons of stuff to download and check out, whether it's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show, our Ace and Friends show, TJ and Jody's House podcast, The Meaningful Meeting, Nerd News, Week in Review, all of it. Just you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, like and subscribe and get all the stuff that the Ace and TJ show has to offer every single day. So the debate was last night, and a lot of promises are made, a lot of people talking about different things, but forget real politics. If you are running for president, what do you think is really most important to the American people? What is the one thing that really, in the grand scheme of politics, isn't important, but the one thing you would promise the American public that you think could get you elected?
It has to be something you can really do, or you would just lie about it.
Just what you'd say, like, hey, this is the promise I would make to the people. For example, Jeffrey said, everybody gets a free gym membership. Paid for by reduced costs for health issues.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Melinda said, every employer must allow their employees to bring their dog to work every Friday.
It's a good one.
Like, that's a nationwide law.
I like that.
Every Friday is bring your dog to work day.
Yeah. Mine would be, I promise if you elect me, I will end baldness and cellulite.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But you don't know how you would do that, though, do you?
Right. I thought you said you didn't have to be able to do it. You just had to promise it.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Okay.
I mean, that's what they do.
Well, like, yeah. You know,
politicians do that.
I thought of this. I thought of you, TJ, when I saw this one. Christina said, I would ban glitter.
That's a good one.
So glitter would just be banned in America. She thinks that would get her elected. In daylight savings time was another. And Chris said customer service workers would be allowed to treat customers as they deserve.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fight fire with fire.
I guess you could just mouth off and fight back and feel free. So what is it? What's the one rule? What's your campaign promise? One promise that you believe would get you elected of a totally necessarily unimportant issue.
A glider rocker on every porch.
I like it.
I love a glider rocker.
At the Ace and TJ Show, we'll get to them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The radio family killing with these unimportant promises that we get you elected for president. That's coming up in about 20 seconds, but I don't want to upset Riggins. But have you seen that the Australian breakdancing legend, Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, is now the number one ranked female breakdancer in the world?
She's the number one breakdancer in the world.
The reasons are complicated.
It sounds that way.
But basically, it's one single competition that she won last October. But the highest rated people in the world weren't participating in any of the big competitions because they were gearing up for the Olympics.
Oh, so she got in by,
she won one
by default or something?
She is now technically the number one rated female breakdancer in the world.
Well, good for her. She needs a win.
And Riggins hates her.
No. I'm off that chain.
Oh, really?
She needs we need to wrap our arms around her and support her, I think.
Well,
she's a human after
maybe
all.
Maybe now the world has. Yeah. So
it's like being the home run king of the adult T-ball league.
Right.
And nobody else even showed up.
So at the Ace TJ Show, what is the one unimportant promise you would make that you believe would get you elected president of the United States? The number one has to do with customer service, which has popped up several times. Like, no more the customer is always right. Or you now treat you treat the customer service people the way they treat you. So if they're rude to you, you can be rude to them, that kind of thing. Some of these are pretty good, though. Yvonne said it would be a felony not to return your cart.
yeah, I agree with that one.
Let's see. Sandra said, you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car. And then she put in parentheses, for those who don't know, that's an Oprah reference.
I would make antibiotics over the counter.
Ooh. Okay. Interesting.
Mm. That way when, you get a sinus infection every year, you need Zithromax because it handles it every time. You should be able to just go get a Z-Pack.
You don't have to go to the doctor. And all that stuff.
I was just about to ask if that's a Z-Pack because I know you're a fan.
Mm.
Amber said, free toilet paper for everyone. I hate buying toilet paper.
Oh, well.
So you ended up buying, you just walk just in,
something
grab
free.
Some off the shelf, and walk right out.
Get that than free shrimp.
Yeah.
Or something.
I know my priorities.
The unimportant rule law you would make to get elected president. Tracy said everything needs to shut down at 12 on Wednesdays and all day Sunday. Small towns did it forever. It would take adjusting to in the long run, but it would benefit everyone.
Why 12 on Wednesdays?
I don't know. Maybe you just need a break after a couple of days.
seems like an arbitrary pick.
That's just to spend time with your family. You know, I think that's what those those things were.
Justin said Super Bowl Monday, federal holiday.
That's a good, one.
Yeah. Let's see. All loud music blaring from cars would be banned. Amy said a free week stay anywhere in the U.S. per family, so everybody could get a vacation. Memories are everything.
Oh, that's true.
I would bring hard Mountain Dew to all of the United States, not just the ones it's already in. I need to fix it.
All of them.
All the states.
Yeah. And then Meredith said hotel reservations are for 24 hours. No more of that. No more of that checking out at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
when you check in, you have the room for 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, those are actually pretty good. If you have any more suggestions, what is the one rule at the Ace TJ Show?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You're about to meet a straight boss. She's 84 years old. She lives in Florida, and she was out walking her dog one day. Her name is Del Boppel, B-O-P-P-E-L. And while walking her dog, she came upon an alligator who attacked her and her dog. And Del, 84 years old, punches the alligator in the nose, and the alligator ran away.
It's a moment of survival. I can understand men and women in war now. I have never seen anything move that fast in all my life. I didn't have time to think. That alligator took off like 35 miles an hour, and I'm not joking.
Yeah. How about that? She's 84.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Punched it right in the nose, and it just took off running and went right back to the little,
get out of here.
Man, and you know all of his friends are making fun of him now. Mm-hmm. You let an old lady beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
And is on World Star now.
Yep. Y'all know, I love room service in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
One, as a kid, I never stayed in hotels. We always, if I stayed somewhere, it was in a motel. And then two, the thought of room service was out of the question. Because that's expensive. We're not getting that. So I do like getting room service. But they came out with this list. Hotel.com put together a list. Most unusual room service requests. Now, I only use it for food. Like, I'm just ordering. When I say room service, I just mean ordering some food. But these are requests of, you know, the room service department.
The concierge.
Yeah. For example, someone requested an Evian-filled bathtub so a child can, quote, bathe in the purest water.
Wow.
A caviar hot dog.
Ooh.
Someone once requested 4 pounds of bananas. Also, a request was for a high five from a team member to ensure that the room service request was read. So in other words, when you drop everything off, last thing you do, high five me. To let me know that you read the entire outline of what I want.
And in case y'all missed the beginning of this, Ace thinks that the concierge at a fancy hotel is part of the quote unquote food department.
I didn't say that about the concierge, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
you were for the food department.
It's true. Concierge, sometimes he is part of the food department. Or she.
They dabble.
They don't make women concierge.
They don't?
No.
Okay. I didn't realize that. They also have a list of some of the strangest belongings that were left behind. A lot of expensive stuff, like a Rolex, Birkin bag. Somebody left a $6 million watch in a hotel room, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Animals, including a chick and a pet lizard, were found. They were returned after the owner checked out. Guests forgot 2 full leg casts And 10% of hotels say they have guests who've left behind their dentures.
Ew.
And other things that they just consider to be unexplainable, like a pressure cooker, a car tire was left behind in a room, a blender.
Okay, blender, I can understand.
When I saw the thing about the leg casts,
yeah,
it made me automatically think that somebody was running a scam of some sort and just using the casts
as a disguise,
or part of their costume.
I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. Riggins and Now Trending coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are the top trending topics today. They had a presidential debate last night, and today they are each holding rallies on the anniversary of 9/11. I believe they're in Philadelphia. Are the events that they're doing. So, yeah, a lot of people discussing the debate last night, who they thought did better, who they thought looked more presidential, you know, all those conversations that happen around presidential debates. There's a lot of good opinions on the internet.
Yeah, I haven't watched the, I haven't watched the debate yet. I've got it recorded at home. So, I know in the one right before this one, I thought Romney did a pretty good job against President Obama.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a little behind on debates. I gotta binge them.
Yeah.
Get caught up.
They said Donald Trump has done more presidential debates than anyone in presidential history. I think they said seven was the number. Yeah. So a lot of people discussing that. And of course, today is the anniversary of 9/11. Hashtag never forget is the top trending topic. I did mention this earlier. Everybody always says, like, everybody remembers where they were when 9/11 happened. I actually don't. I was a freshman in high school. But, yeah, I didn't really find out anything until school was let out that day. We weren't released early or anything. Yeah. And kind of watching the news and piecing it all together, still not really understanding what all was happening.
Yeah, that's very surprising to me on that day that they did not stop school, considering everything that was happening. But I guess at the time, we really didn't. You're just kind of trying to figure out what was going on.
We watched the news the whole day, for sure.
Yeah, but Riggins had just been enrolled in that lean on me school, the way he describes it. He'd gone from Catholic school to public school, and
it's a lot.
You know, movie lean on me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is not. I am not cut out for this.
Did y'all have school on the 12th?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you didn't miss a day. Okay.
No. They never. Yeah.
Interesting.
And definitely didn't bring in the TVs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, in Louisiana, we would get almost a week off for Mardi Gras every year.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
give them the week.
You still had to go to school on September 12th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Louisiana kids are drop-ins, basically.
That's going to get them on a list somewhere. Yeah. And then starting Thursday, Kevin Federline will no longer be receiving child support payments from Britney Spears because her youngest son is turning 18. So a lot of people making jokes that Kevin Federline needs to get another job. I don't know. They're not being very kind about it, but more next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
You know, sometimes you learn things about yourself, even as an adult. Like when Ace and TJ threw me a surprise party, I thought I was always one of those people. I hate surprise parties. I never want a surprise party. And then I got a surprise party. Turns out I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I like the people giving me gifts and there to celebrate me. And I was like, oh, that's something funny. I never thought that I learned about myself. Oh, I actually do like surprise parties. And if you're lucky enough to even have one surprise party in your life, you're a lucky person because they're great.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you did not care for yours. Everybody's got a different thing, though. And I guess that's the point of this. This morning, I was driving to work, and there's this one specific section of the suburbs where people water their grass at, like, you know, early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and their sprinklers spray out into the street. And it is so much fun driving through those sprinklers in the morning. It's something I look forward to now every morning. I even kind of speed up. The speed limit is 45. I might bump it up to 47, 48 and zoom right through there. And I like when the sprinkler water hits the wood. I don't know why. It's just fun. It's just something quick. Takes 3 seconds and it makes me smile.
Well, you would probably love driving under an overpass in a hard rain because it stops for a second and
it starts hitting
it again.
Yeah, it's like dead silent and then it picks right back up. Yeah, it's like something kind of fun. So I understand that some would call it childish. I will say childlike. To want to run through or drive through sprinklers. But I think you're not hurting anybody. What is the childlike thing you still do? Ace probably has a lot of them just because all of his interests, self-admittedly, are childlike.
Yeah. A lot of air drumming.
Yeah.
Anything musical you can do in the air, I do often. Yeah. Air drumming, air guitar, air piano.
Air piano.
Yeah, just walking along. You know, like that ding, 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 ding.
You're down here. You're at like chest level with the fingers.
No, I keep them down around my waist.
You keep them down here.
A little farther than.
Okay.
I took piano lessons for 6 years. I know my way around.
He knows where his keys are.
Yeah.
So what is a childlike thing you still do? And the more creative, the better. At the Ace TJ Show on social media. We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What is the childlike thing you still do? I'm not going to call it childish because I think that's it's derogatory. It seems derogatory, childish, but childlike seems fun. It seems innocent. So what is the childlike thing you still do? I like driving through sprinklers. It's fun for me. At the Ace TJ Show, if you've got a great one, and there are some great ones
here. There really are some great ones here.
I mean, that I would never think of, but if it brings you joy and it's childlike, I want to hear about it. Kendra said, order chicken fingers at restaurants. It's always the safest option. That the chicken fingers / chicken nuggets line comes up a lot in these answers.
Mm. Well, they're delicious. More fingers or tenders?
Fingers versus tenders. This person called them fingers.
Yeah. And they sound more childlike if you call them chicken fingers than chicken tenders.
100%. Right.
Yeah, 100%. So that does come up a lot. Barbie said, I play with Legos, but I play with the adult ones.
That's what?
Oh, the ones that are anatomically correct.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I thought a Lego was a Lego.
It is. Just that coloring books are coloring books.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah, they're not adult coloring books. They're just coloring books.
Deborah said, the childlike thing I do, I still play with all my science fiction toys, Star Wars, Walking Dead. I mean, playing with toys. Okay.
I love, Jessica said, do a handstand in the pool.
That's a good one.
See how many flips I can do underwater in a row.
That's a good one.
What are you, 8?
Doing the handstand in the pool. Look, mom, look, for the 100th time. A lot of people sleeping with security blankets / teddy bears. That comes up a lot. There was a study out about a year ago that said like 80% of adults still are sleeping with their childhood stuffed animal, which I thought was an insane number, and there's no way that's accurate.
That's not accurate. It can't be. There are too many who are doing that, and our society is paying for it.
Maybe.
The fact that there aren't any adults.
Maybe. Annette's got a great one. I'm unable to sit still during church. That is a good one. That's like very childlike. Love that.
I told y'all the other week that I still put my hand out of the window and kind of like flow up and down.
Rob, I thought that's about a good you. One. I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought about you a couple days ago. A man and I were driving along, and I glanced over to my left, and there was a little girl with her hand in the back seat. She had the window down. She was probably 7, and she was doing that little wave thing. And I started laughing, remembering that you told us that you do that. Just the mental image of you driving down the road, right hand on the wheel, left hand out the window, waving, you know, doing the wave with that is crazy to me.
Well, my wife and I go to dinner in my truck. I make her drive so I can ride in the bed of it. And she's constantly having to say, sit down back there, sit down.
That's perfect.
Get off the tailgate.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Today is the anniversary of 9/11. A lot of tributes and prayers are pouring in on social media, which is always good to see at this time every year. So it is one of the top trending topics. And oddly enough, one of the other top trending topics is the, and much less important, is the season trailer for 1,000-Pound Sisters. So not, you know, not on the same level, obviously, but people are discussing it. And this season, you'll be excited to know that Tammy and Amy head to the UK. Jolly old England. And they do all the English things. They put them in the stockade. Mm. And gosh, is it? I mean, that's just. You know, we're not sending our best, is what I'll say.
I wonder how long it took them to get passports.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what's going on with that family. But they're all the classic things. They're fighting with each other, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Very much. So Ace and his wife were on Facebook Live last night.
Yeah.
And were people not being people a little snotty? Were some people being a little snotty?
Yeah, a couple of ladies were a little snotty toward my wife. What? She made a joke about something, and I'm not really up on all of it, but she just made a couple, just a joke, you know, but it just goes with the territory.
It does go with the territory, for us, but I can't handle it well either.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, I'm not built for it either. So I get it.
Was the joke she made, though, about those ladies' weight?
No, it was not.
It's just a joke. I don't know why they were all bent out of shape.
Everyone's so touchy.
She called them fat bees.
Yeah, I was like,
look at you fat bees weighing in in the chat. What?
It had 22,000 views, over 22,000 views in a couple of hours. So 4 comments is not the end of the world.
You know what I mean? That's a shame because it was such a success, and a lot of people went to go see it. People were really excited to see it. So a couple of rotten apples is what they say will ruin the experience. But it was good. So if you got a chance to check it out, there'll be maybe hopefully another one. Or is she out of it?
Maybe a while.
Okay. Fair enough. And check out the Ace and Friends show every weekday on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you get podcasts.
This is the Ace and TJ show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.